This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us to reach the 20th night of Ramadan. Tonight and tomorrow will be the last of the second, third of Ramadan. And from tomorrow evening, our mindsets will have to change a little bit. Because even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed his mindset when it came to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. He increased on his already extensive ibadat. He made more effort in those 10 nights than any other time in the year. And inshallah, we therefore ask Allah to grant us the strength and the ability to get the full benefit of these last 10 nights. We'll talk more about those 10 nights tomorrow, inshallah. But what I want to do tonight, inshallah, in our tafsir, is to bring together some of the surahs that we were discussing. Because really from إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا until this surah, Surah Al-Humaza, it's a similar kind of theme. And in fact, this surah, Surah Al-Humaza, many of the scholars say it is of the worst descriptions of Jahannam. Because Allah mentioned certain things in this surah that He doesn't mention anywhere in the Quran about Jahannam in the surah. That it is, and it's also interesting, the last surah of the Quran to speak about Jahannam. All the surahs after this, and you can have a look, do not speak about Jahannam again. So this is the closing remarks about Jahannam. The past few surahs were speaking about life. Well, Asr, your time is running up. Your whole life is this period, like the Asr period, your sunset is coming. And no matter how much you try, you're never going to beat the sun. It's going to disappear. That this life is a delusion. It's keeping you distracted. That you're chasing after something that won't survive. It is going to disappear. That every one of us are going to the ground, and that ground is going to shake and throw us out. And we will see inside what was in our hearts and what we did. And then we will be taken, in Surah Al-Zilzal, Allah says, you will be taken into groups. You'll be put into groups to see your deeds. And then Surah Al-Qariyah says, we will weigh those deeds. And you will see the weight of your deeds, the value of your deeds. If it was heavy, then you'll be in a happy, carefree life. And if it was light, that scale was empty, your life was meaningless, your deeds were meaningless, then you will be in Hawiyah, that abyss of fire, which will be like your mother pulling in. Also, it could be that if that is the beginning of Jahannam, that this abyss is the beginning, this is the softest and easiest part, like the mother. Surah Al-Humaza will speak about the worst, the bottom part of it, the worst of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wailul li kulli humazatil lumaza. Wail linguistically was used as a means of saying destruction or ruin. Like some would say, may you be ruined, may you be perished. So Allah says, wail, destruction is on every humazatil lumaza. Wail is a feeling of extreme regret. A person who is in so much regret that he says, I wish I was just destroyed. That is wail. And Allah uses this term 27 times in the Quran, 10 in Surah Al-Mursalat. And usually it's about people who disbelieve, even in the Qira'ah tonight it was mentioned that woe to the one who takes his life as a game. He takes his entire life as fun and a games, and he doesn't realize the outcome of his actions. So we said in Surah Al-Asr that this person, a good person, is the one who he believes, meaning he sees beyond this life, beyond the illusion, and he does good deeds. Now in this surah, it will explain to the person who does not follow the advice of Surah Al-Asr. He didn't believe in the Akhirah. He didn't do good deeds. He didn't help each other. Remember we said the thing that weighs the most on the scales is what? Good akhlaq. He's good to people. Surah Al-Asr says he's good to people and he has patience on that. This surah tells you about the person who is bad to people, who was deluded. So Allah says, wail, destruction. And it's also mentioned that wail is the name of the bottommost pit of Jahannam, a valley in Jahannam. It's called wail. So Allah says, wail, this place will be for every humazatil lumaza. For every person who, humaza came from poking. A person who pokes other people by what he means by his speech. He insults them, he belittles them. Humaza is he insults them behind their back. Lumaza does it openly. He breaks them down, he humiliates people, he teases people, and also he takes his own life and this life as a joke. So Allah says, destruction for the one who belittles and looks down on other people and insults them and slander them. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. Whenever Allah speaks about, and you'll find this in Surah Al-Qalam, for example, when Allah speaks about the hammazin, the one who insults other people, Allah speaks about, close to them, they're usually wealthy. Now, the people who have wealth tend to look down and humiliate and belittle others. The link with the other surahs was, he spends his life gathering his wealth, hoarding his wealth. Now that he has his wealth, what does he do? He uses it to belittle others. الَّذِي جَمَعَ. Like jama'ah, he tries to gather malan, any wealth, it's nakira. Any wealth he can find, halal, unhalal, haram, he spends his life gathering wealth. Wa'addada, and he counts it. Meaning he's obsessed with it. He looks at it, he checks his balance every time he logs on. He goes to make sure his cars are still in the garage. He stands and he looks at his house, he opens his cupboards. Wa'addada, he's obsessed with his wealth. This person is obsessed with gathering wealth, and when he has it, to gather more and more and more, and counts it, and he feels himself superior, so he insults and he belittles others. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He assumes, Allah says in this ayah, he has three assumptions which are incorrect. Number one, يَحْسَبَ أَنَّ مَالَهُ. He thinks this is his money, when in reality it's not his money. He's like the guy who's parking the car for the CEO, and he thinks it's his car. And smiling that this is mine, it's not. Allah says, that money that you have, you're going to end up in that same qabr like the man on the street. He thinks it's his money, first wrong assumption. أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. And that his money will last forever. It's not going to last forever. And he even thinks it will make him last forever. That even though no one on earth will say, I will live forever, Allah is saying by his actions, is as if though he committed kufr of the year after. By him focusing all his attention on this dunya, by action it shows inside in reality he has disbelieved in the akhirah. His deeds are a reflection of his iman. He doesn't have any iman. So he thinks his wealth will make him immortal and he will live forever. Kalla, Allah says, no, no. Definitely not. Allah is saying, I'm telling you no. Wake up, this is not going to happen. La yumbadhanna fil khutama. We will throw him in khutama. Yumbadhanna is to actually mean throw away. What you do like with a dirty tissue, you throw it away. Something you throw that is worthless. Allah said, I will take this person who teased and insulted others, who spent his life gathering money and being obsessed with it, I'll take him and throw him away because he's useless. Fil khutama. In a place called khutama, the crushing place. Khutama is to crush or to trample, to squeeze something like basically into powder. I'm going to throw him in a place called khutama. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْخُطَمَةِ. Now when this ayah comes in the Quran, and what will make you know what is khutama? Allah is, why does Allah ask you that? Because this is a big thing. Like وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. I want you to really understand, Allah is saying. You guys don't understand what it is. I want to explain to you what khutama is. Khutama, this crushing place, this place in Jahannam, which are for these kind of people and others, because we have also waylul mutaffifin, those who cheat in their business dealings. This place, what is it that is makes what will crush them? Narullahi al-muqada. This is the only place in the Quran where Allah says it's His fire. Usually it is the fire or a fire. Allah says this is the fire that Allah lit Himself. Now in Jannah, there are many Jannat, but there's only one Jannah which Allah Himself planted. His own hands, He planted the trees of Firdaus. This fire Allah Himself lit. Subhanallah. So that's why the ulama say this is a different kind of fire. This fire, narullah, it is the fire of Allah, al-muqada, that is kindled, meaning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allati tattaliu ala al-af'ida, which will rise, like tala'at badru alayna, it rises up, it climbs up over the person, ala al-af'ida, to the point of his af'ida, fu'ad means the heart, but it's also the center of the person. Now, to make us understand this, in the Quran, Allah speaks about Jahannam a lot. And usually, the extent of how much is burnt, Allah will explain, the more severe the person is punished, the deeper he is in Jahannam. Therefore, the hadith, it says, the person who is the least punished in Jahannam, his shoelaces will be made of fire, and he will feel he is punished the most. In Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 46, it's perhaps the lightest punishment Allah speaks about. Allah says, when you close the door and some air comes out? So when that air of Jahannam, the nufiha, the nafkha, the slight air of Jahannam comes out, and it just touches the person, And he touches the people of, who are about to go to Jahannam. They're not in Jahannam. That air just goes out as the door opens and he touches them. What will they say? Ya waylana. They will say, we are in wail now already. We are in the worst place of Jahannam. Just by touching that air. But now this is really, if you are really in wail, in the worst part of Jahannam. That it is the fire that climbs on top and consumes and covers this person so completely that it fills his mouth and his stomach, even into his heart, even into his core. Every part of him is submerged in fire. Innaha alayhim mu'sada. Mu'sada, Allah says, verily it will close in on them like a mu'sada. A mu'sada is like that cage that they put animals in, or a lid that they put on a pot. So Allah says this person will be buried in fire and will be locked in, consumed by the fire. Fi amadim mumaddada. On top of him are pillars and towers of fire being buried deep within fire. That every part of him is submerged in fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. These are the nights of forgiveness. These are the nights where Allah forgives everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that none of us comes to see these places, near to these places. These places are real. There's a place like this in Jahannam where people will be buried in fire, piled on top of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from this. May Allah grant us, Allah irqabana min an-nar, Allah save our necks, the necks of our families, our bodies from the fires of Jahannam, and instead give us a place of Jannah high up into Firdaus, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has planted. Ameen. Tomorrow, inshaAllah, we will revise Suratul Qadr. Because the last 10 nights and the night of Qadr could be tomorrow night. The 21st night is the first of the odd nights. And we said it could be the night of Laylatul Qadr. So we'll revise that and grant us to wake up and have a little bit more strength in these last few nights, inshallah, to make the most of it. Ameen. For our quiz, we said in Suratul Asr, Allah swears by... What does Allah swear by? Allah swears by the declining day, the day that is just about to set, is about to end. And in this surah, the question asked, what is the word used in the surah to describe the crushing thing, the thing that crushes, that place in Jahannam? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ What is it? الْخُطَمَ الْأَفْئِدَ الْمُوْقَدَ أَخْلَدَ What is the answer to that question, inshallah? From tomorrow evening, we will also have our extended program. We will have additional 8 raka'as. Not Qiyamul Layl, more Taraweeh part 2, from 9:30 till about 10 o'clock. But inshallah, every extra rak'ah counts, and we try to do a little bit more in these coming nights, so that Allah may save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam al-musaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.